The bill is known as the Baby Luke Bill. That's because of a case where a pregnant woman was hit by a driver who ran a red light while high on cocaine. The mother was hospitalized in critical condition, and the 7.5-month-old fetus died. Representative Scott Souter says even though the driver's blood test showed a significant level of cocaine in his system, prosecutors couldn't charge the defendant with a felony. That would change under his bill.
There will be a lot of discretion given to judges, but these penalties could be up to 40 years in prison with minimum fines, but it could be up to $10,000 or $20,000, and it would be a felony. Under current law, it is not a felony.
The bill is different than the drunk driving law that provides penalties for someone who drives with the blood alcohol above a certain level. Souter says this is a zero-tolerance bill. It prohibits any detectable amounts of illegal drugs in those who operate a motor vehicle, an ATV, a snowmobile, a motorboat, or a firearm, with one exception.
We're going to give law enforcement discretion with regard to marijuana, but the rest of the Schedule I drugs, like cocaine and methamphetamine and the other Schedule I drugs, will certainly be covered automatically.
Meanwhile, even though Souter supports zero tolerance for drugged drivers in most cases, he opposes lowering the blood alcohol level of drivers to 0.08 because he says alcohol is different than illegal drugs. How to test for drugs on the scene and how much it'll cost to train police officers in drug recognition is yet to be worked out. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.